AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer say they're signing a trade deal to ease tariffs between the US and the UK. Lisa Dwyer has more.
On car tariffs and aerospace, our really important agreement.
It's a fair deal for both. Going to produce a lot of jobs, a lot of income. And we have other many other ones coming. But you see, the level of enthusiasm is very good. But the relationship that we have is fantastic.
The deal does not include tariffs on steel. Those talks are still ongoing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
They spoke on the opening day of the G7 summit in Canada, and Sagar Magani reports the leaders have a clear goal.
The annual gathering of the U.S., U.K., Japan, France, Italy, Germany, and Canada comes amid global tensions between this summit and a NATO gathering later this month.
I think what allies are bracing for, or what they're hoping for, is to simply get through the summits with the alliances still intact.
And the Center for Strategic and International Studies' Max Bregman says that means minimizing fireworks and getting out of Alberta with positive photo ops. He says the G7's designed to help manage the global economy, which right now is rife with instability.
That's being caused by the United States.
With President Trump's tariffs on several dozen nations. So this year's goal?
Trying to manage this tension and this conflict?
Without riling up the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
They also search for a way to contain the conflict between Israel and Iran. President Trump warning.
It's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
Federal prosecutors have charged the suspect in weekend shootings of Minnesota lawmakers that left one of them and her husband dead with murder and stalking. Vance Bolter also facing state murder charges. This is AP News. The death toll from a weekend attack in Nigeria has climbed to 150. That word from survivors.
Villagers were still digging through the ashes looking for victims after assailants stormed Benue State's Yalawada community on Friday night, shooting villagers while they were asleep and setting homes on fire. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu described the attack as senseless bloodletting and said he will visit the community on Wednesday.
People of Benue should accept our condolences and try hard, very, very consciously, to maintain peace, harmony among themselves.
Benue's deputy governor told the Associated Press he suspects the perpetrators were herdsmen. Among other crises worldwide, the conflict is drawing more attention.
I'm concerned by growing instability in Nigeria.
At the UN Human Rights Council, High Commissioner Volker Turk.
Violence between farming communities and herders is increasing.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.